All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome back. Today, we're going to be taking a deep dive into mental health. So if you're listening to this, you're probably interested in, getting a better grasp on mental health,
Definitely.
maybe for an upcoming presentation or meeting or just, for your own knowledge. And
Always good to learn more.
always good. Yeah. So to do that, we're going to be we're working with an excerpt here titled Understanding Mental Health, a Comprehensive Overview. And we're going to unpack, what it is, why it matters, how to recognize when someone might be struggling, and then also, how to promote well-being. So, ready to jump in?
I am. Let's do it.
Okay, great. So, I guess just to kind of start us off, I think it's helpful to think of health as like a two-sided coin. You have your physical health, and then you got your mental health. And both of them are really important for overall well-being.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of times people think of mental health as just the absence of mental illness, but it's so much more than that. The World Health Organization actually defines it as a state of well-being in which an individual realizes their own abilities, can cope with the normal stresses of life, can work productively and fruitfully, and is able to make a contribution to their community.
That's
It
huge.
is huge. So it really encompasses emotional, psychological, and social well-being.
Oh, wow. I like that.
And it affects how we think, how we feel, and how we act, really in every aspect of our
Yeah,
lives.
it really does touch everything.
It does. And it's important to remember that it's not, something that's just fixed. It's something that fluctuates over
On a
time,
spectrum.
on a spectrum, exactly. And there are so many different things that can influence our mental
Oh, I
health.
bet. Like what?
Well, genetics play a role, but then also our environment, our lifestyle choices, things like whether we're getting enough sleep, whether we're eating a healthy diet, whether we're exercising regularly, all those things. And then, of course, our life experiences, trauma, stress, relationships, all those things can have an impact on our mental well-being.
So it's like a whole bunch of factors all coming together.
It is, it's very complex.
It is, yeah. So, I mean, given all of that, I guess the big question is, why should we even care about mental health?
Well, like we were just saying, it affects literally every aspect of our lives. The excerpt actually calls out a few things specifically.
Oh, interesting. Like what?
Well, first, it's super important for our physical health.
Really?
Yeah, studies show that people with good mental health are less likely to develop chronic diseases like heart disease, stroke, diabetes.
Wow, I didn't realize it was that connected.
It is. And then it also affects our ability to, work or study effectively. If you're struggling with anxiety or depression, it's really hard to focus and be productive.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And it also affects our relationships with others. When we're feeling good mentally, we're able to connect with people, build strong relationships, and contribute to our community.
It all comes back to that community aspect, huh?
Yeah, it's all interconnected.
Okay, so it affects our physical health, our ability to work and learn, our relationships, and our communities. Wow, that's a lot.
It is. It really underscores how important it
It does.
is.
Okay, so we understand what it is, why it's important, but now, how do we recognize, if someone is struggling with their mental health? Like, what are the signs?
Well, I mean, of course, I'm not a medical professional, so this is not about diagnosing anyone, but just, recognizing when it might be time to reach out for help. And the excerpt actually has a really helpful list of common signs and symptoms.
So what are some of those?
Well, one of the biggest ones is persistent sadness or hopelessness. Feeling down for a day or two is normal, but if it lasts for weeks or months, that could be a sign of depression. Another one is excessive worry or anxiety. Everyone worries sometimes, but if it's interfering with your daily life, that's a problem.
Definitely.
Other signs can include changes in appetite or sleep patterns, social withdrawal, difficulty concentrating, irritability, anger, low energy, and even, physical symptoms like headaches or stomach ache.
So it can really manifest in all sorts of ways.
It can, and it's important to remember that everyone experiences these things differently. So what might be a sign of a problem for one person might not be for another.
So it's about recognizing changes in yourself or others that seem out of the ordinary.
Exactly. And if you're noticing several of these signs and they're lasting for a while, it's really important to reach out for help.
So, okay, let's say we recognize the signs in ourselves or someone we care about. What do we do? Like, how do we actually promote mental well-being?
Well, the excerpt emphasizes that there are a lot of things we can do both individually and as a society.
I'm all ears.
So on an individual level, one of the most important things is self-care.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Yeah. It's so important to prioritize activities that make us feel good.
Totally.
You know, whether it's exercise, spending time in nature, listening to music,
yeah,
reading, whatever it is that brings you joy.
Taking a bath.
Exactly. Whatever works for you.
And the excerpt mentions some other things too, right? Like mindfulness.
It does. Yeah. Practicing mindfulness can be really helpful for managing stress and anxiety.
That makes sense.
And then, of course, getting enough sleep, eating a healthy diet, those things are crucial too.
They're the foundation.
They are.
Yeah. So self-care, mindfulness, sleep, diet, those are all great. But what about on a societal level?
Well, I think one of the biggest things we can do is break down the stigma surrounding mental health.
It's so important.
It is. You know, for so long, people have been afraid to talk about mental health.
Hmm.
But it's so important to create a culture where people feel comfortable,
yeah,
sharing their struggles and seeking help. Right. It's like anything else. If you have a broken leg, you go to the doctor.
Exactly.
You don't just suffer in silence.
Right. So we need to start treating mental health the same way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And education is a big part of that, right?
Yeah.
Like helping people understand what mental health is,
mm-hmm,
and what resources are available.
Exactly. The more we talk about it,
yeah,
the less stigma there will be.
I love that.
Okay.
Okay. So we've talked about self-care, breaking down stigma, education.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else we should be doing to promote mental well-being?
Well, the excerpt actually makes a really good point about the importance of seeking professional help when needed.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know, there's so many amazing therapists and counselors out there who can provide support and guidance.
Yeah.
And it's not a sign of weakness to ask for help.
Right.
It's actually a sign of strength.
I totally agree.
So if you're struggling, please don't hesitate to reach out.
And if you're not sure where to start, the excerpt also lists some great resources.
Yeah, definitely check those out.
Awesome. Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
You know, we talked about what mental health is,
mm-hmm,
why it matters, how to recognize the signs of struggle,
yeah,
and how to promote well-being, both individually and as a society.
Absolutely.
So as we wrap up, I think the big takeaway for me is that mental health is something we all need to be paying attention to.
I agree.
It's not something that just affects certain people.
Mm-hmm, right.
It's something that affects all of us.
It does. And I think it's also important to remember that, you know, even if you're not struggling personally, you can still play a role in supporting others.
Absolutely.
You know, by being there for them, listening to them, and helping them access the resources they need.
Exactly. It's all about creating a culture of support and understanding.
I love that. And on that note, I think that's a great place to wrap up.
Sounds good.
So thanks for joining us on this deep dive into mental health.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And we'll catch you next time.
See you then.
Bye. Bye.
All right, and cut.
Okay.
That was good.
It was.
Yeah. Lots of good information there, I think.
Definitely.
Yeah. You know, I always learn something new when we do these deep dives.
Me too.
It's amazing how much there is to learn about, well, about everything, really.
Right. It's a constant learning process.
It is. But I think that's what makes it so interesting.
I agree.
So what do you say we grab some lunch and then start prepping for the next one?
Sounds like a plan.
All right, let's do it.
Let's go.
Okay.